Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sexy Real Estate Recruiting Podcast. I am Dr. Ben Spears, the ambassador of flow.
I was waiting for the flow.
I'm exactly right. I'm here with the big guy himself, the Yeti. Yeah,
that's about right.
Matt, how's it going, man?
Absolutely fantastic. Another day in paradise for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It is absolutely gorgeous. I hope everybody can hear the seagulls through the windows. Just makes you feel, you know, it makes you feel like it's sound effects, but it's not.
It's not. We're not pushing a button on the computer to make that happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are real seagulls.
mine.
Yeah, that's right. Such a good movie.
Yeah. So, three-part series. We're talking social media. You know, in the first one, if you guys didn't come to the first one or you're starting on this one, you know, we were talking in the first one about understanding what social media really is.
Right.
This one we're actually going to talk about, you know, engagement and really how to understand that. Is that correct? So
absolutely. Know, truly understanding
branch
engagement.
Out a little bit.
Yep, absolutely. So, so, you know, we broke this down into three parts, right? Uh-huh. Like you said, you know, the first part was, you know, we talked about understanding what social media really is, right?
Yep.
Now we're going to talk about engagement, right? How to get it, what's real about it, what's not real about it. And then the third one we're going to talk about, know what your end game is, because if you want to accomplish what you're supposed to with social media, you better know what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So, guys, before we dive into part two here, you know the routine. Make sure wherever you are, you're listening to this, you're hitting that follow button, that subscribe button. There's absolutely no better time than the present than to go to prospectboomerang.com, sign up for a free account right up at the top of that green button. As soon as you do that, everything opens up on the left. You can join our groups, our downloads, our discussion boards, our forums, and get as much value as you possibly can, absolutely free, off of our site. It lets us get to know you and your business a little bit more, and lets you get to know us and ours a little bit more as well. So, Matt, without further ado, you know, we're not going to get engaged today. Right, so we're both already married.
We're already very married.
But what kind of engagement are we talking about?
So we're talking about social media engagement, of course. And, you know, so going back to what we said in the first one, right, according to the research, everybody knows this, no shock to anybody, the connection between social media activity, likes and smiley faces and all that stuff, that does not automatically generate, does not automatically turn into profit. Right?
So a like isn't a hire?
No, like isn't a hire. Turns out.
Okay, I've been telling everybody
close.
The same thing.
Right, so close. So, what we're going to dig into is understanding that someone liking something doesn't translate into a trusting relationship. That's the bottom line, right? It's about them. It is about them liking you, and it's about being connected over time that really helps bridge that gap and create that relationship that is one that they're going to allow you to be part of their real estate win, right?
Yep.
So how do you get there? We like three things in threes. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about three ideas a little bit today that are going to help with that, right?
Yep.
So we touched on a little bit of this in previous podcasts, but we're gonna deeper dive into this, and that's why we break this up into a series, right? So number one is know what's current in the market. We talk about that all the time with what's going on.
Relevant.
Absolutely. So. But it's not just about sharing stats. This is important to make sure that we point that out, because I see this all the time, right on my feed. I'm 10,000 plus on LinkedIn or something like that. I'm probably at 11,000 at this point. A bunch of brokers, bunch of real estate agents. That's the bulk of who's in my network. Man, you know how many times it pops up that somebody's telling me about the market and all they did is repost a graphic that somebody else has posted? You know what I'm saying? And I've got people from all over, right? I've got people from around where I live. I've got people from everywhere in the U.S., right? But I'm getting these market stats things that pop up. And I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. You know, it's telling me a little bit about the market and wherever it is. That doesn't mean a damn thing to me.
Yeah. Well, another thing.
There's no context.
Yeah, and sometimes you know, people will share and repost these things without even reading them.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right, and they'll see a big headline that says, real estate market is at its all-time high. And then you actually go in there and you read the article, and, you know, we're here in Tampa Bay, and it's like, Des Moines, Iowa.
Right.
Right. These statistics are from Des Moines, Iowa.
That's right.
But they just saw that. They saw that headline. They're like, yes, I need to make sure everybody knows that the real estate market is at an all-time high.
Right. And this is going to tell people that I'm smart.
Exactly. And I have my pulse on Des Moines.
That's right. While I'm living in Tampa. What you're doing when you do that, when you just take something generic like that and you post it out there, again, we're not saying don't post that.
Yep.
That's not what we're saying, right, Ben?
Yeah. If you're in Tampa and it's in Des Moines, don't post it.
Right. Okay. Well, you know what I mean. Yeah. If it's in Tampa, yeah, and it's Tampa stats, or if it's national stats, or let's say you're from Des Moines and you live in Tampa, and then go ahead and post it because you got friends in Des Moines.
Yeah,
okay?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So everybody gets a point. Make sure that it's relevant, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But the key here is put some context to it. The key is add to the conversation. Don't just relay someone else's conversation. Add to the conversation, okay?
Yeah.
So, all right, so a good example, right? So we're in Florida, and we get stats from California, and we say something like, hey, look at so this is how I would put it. So look at the median price point. So I would put my post up there with the stats, and it was from wherever it was, and I'd say, hey, the median in California is completely different than the median in Florida, in a part of Florida that I'm in, right?
Yeah.
I could post that and then say, but notice that the luxury and top end sales are very similar, or that the days on market with the luxury are very similar, but they're two really diverse markets.
Yeah.
That's me putting some context to it. So somebody flipping by that's going to go, they're going to take a look at it really quick, and especially if it's positioned right in the post,
yep,
they're going to slow down and they're going to take a look at that. They're going to slow down because there's something in there that is specific to them. We talked about in part one of this that it needs to be about them.
Mm-hmm.
You're posting stuff out there to be entertaining.
Yep.
And it can't just be entertaining to you. Don't just put stuff on your social media that's entertaining to you, right? If you want to be the only friend of yourself, then just put stuff that you think is really cool and forget about everybody else, right?
Exactly.
Is that right? Am I missing something?
Absolutely.
Okay. It has to be engaging, right? So you know, the next thing we want to do is we want to make sure that we're we don't share useless information that doesn't add value whenever you post. Okay, so if we truly want people to engage, we're going to put information out there about the market. We're going to put information out there about content. We're going to put information out there about things that are interesting to them, but don't share unless you add value to the post. Here's specifically what I mean by that. If I see something that Ben's got and I like what Ben has, it's cool for me to share it. Okay,
yeah.
That's a good idea. But I'm not going to just share what Ben put out there. Does anybody follow that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna add something to it. I'm gonna say, hey, I came across something from my great friend Ben, who also lives in Clearwater with me, that loves fly fishing. I hope all you fly fishing people out there love this post too. You're gonna add something else to it. Don't share just to share.
Yeah.
Share to add some context to it. Because
you're starting conversations.
That's right. And you're taking it from their loop, from their network, and you're putting it into your loop and your network. Well, you know what the common denominator is of your network? You.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why people are connected with your network. It's because of you, right? Or it should be, at least. And because they're connected with your network, they want to hear from you. They don't want to just see you share something else that somebody else's content, right?
Yeah.
And my wife is incredible about this. She's really good about this. You know, she finds some really neat stuff, but whenever she shares it, she'll do things like tag other people in it. Hey, do you remember the time we whatever? And do you remember that how this went? And hey, didn't your kids say that they wanted to this? And she's sharing that other thing. Now all of a sudden she's taken something from another network, brought it to her network, and she's literally pushing it into someone else's network.
Yeah.
That's how you get engagement.
Yeah.
Right? So that's number two, right? Don't share it unless you add value to it, right? So many times people hit share, they just take a post and put it up there and they say it's their own. And be original.
Hey guys, this podcast is powered by Prospect Boomerang.
We all know broker owners struggle with profitability. Prospect Boomerang compounds your profits by recruiting the best agents to your brokerage.
For consistent growth, visit prospectboomerang.com. Yeah, because what are people going to comment there, right? And I don't mean to prolong it. Nice share,
right?
Way to share, Matt. Yeah, right. And that's good, but that's not sparking any more conversation. Essentially, when you share something and you post it, you're saying, "Hey, I found this. Here's my take on it." And they want to read that, and they want to say, and they're honestly kind of looking for either some people go to look to pick a fight,
right?
Or some people want to be confirmed or affirmed
right,
that what they believe, oh, that's what Matt believes. Yeah, I'm right.
Right.
We're both right. We both agree. We're the same.
No wonder we're in the same network. That's right.
Yep, exactly. So,
yeah, so here's the best way to look at it. If you see something that you want to share, you're like, hey, that grabbed me, just add to it why it grabbed you, what your feelings are, what your thought are, what your insights are, okay? Yep. So whenever you look at it and you're like, so the one recently that I just absolutely love, it's everywhere now that I look around, right? And Ben's smiling already. So there's a picture of this wolf, right? And it says there are many things more powerful than a wolf, bears, lions, tigers, everything. But at the bottom of it, it says, but you don't see a wolf's ass performing in the circus.
Yeah, exactly.
I just think that's awesome. Yeah. Right? So some people that know me, I could share that and they're like, yeah, Matt, that's really cool. But if I add something to that, that's like, you know, a wolf is part of a pack, but still has to act alone because they're responsible for their own views. Yep. Right. I mean, that's the truth about a wolf, right? Yep, they're gonna do their own thing. Wolves get into it all the time and get kicked out of the pack. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So that is whenever you're in real estate, you know, are you part of a pack? Are you a lone wolf? Or are you performing in the circus? Because if so, you're not really a wolf, right? Yep. That's something like what I put on one of my posts, right?
Yeah.
That's my insights. The people that are in my network, that's what they want to see from me. They want to see my thoughts. They want to see why I thought that was cool, why I thought that was relevant. Why, okay? And so I'm adding my feelings, my thoughts, my insights to that whenever I actually share. So number two is don't just share it, right?
Yep.
If you want engagement, add your feelings, thoughts, and insights to it, okay?
Yep. And that's because you're authentic.
That's right.
Right? And that brings us to the third point here.
Yeah, absolutely. So the underlying truth of both one and two is you got to be authentically you. We talk about authenticity all the time. The last thing that you want to get caught is in the middle of a lie when you're recruiting, right? So real engagement comes from being real in your post, okay? If you hate talking about stats, don't put stats out there.
Yeah.
That's a great example, right? So if you...
But that's what the top producer in my office does.
Right, okay. And he said, if you don't do this, you're stupid, right?
Isn't that the routine?
That's right. Right. I'm just going to follow exactly what somebody else is doing because I'm just like that person.
Yeah, exactly. Like they did it in one.
That's right.
Right? Maybe I can be one of the greatest centers in NBA history.
That's right.
If I just do what Shaq does.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Doesn't matter if I'm 5'8".
You've seen the picture of like Kevin Hart standing next to Shaq. Okay.
Absolutely.
All
right. Okay. All right.
That's not the same. Which brings us to the second part of being authentic, right? Understand that not all posts are the same.
Yep.
Okay. And how it's taken. So a great example is if I take a political statement from someone else and I put it in my network. First of all, I don't post political stuff, right? And Ben doesn't post political stuff. We stay away from that. We believe everybody has the right to their opinion and that these platforms are not the place for that. That's a whole different conversation.
100%.
Right? Okay. So let's say that I put a political post on mine. My network is going to look at that post differently than someone else's network.
Yeah.
My network might look at it like, oh, Matt's being funny. And somebody else might look at it like, oh, Billy Bob is being serious, right? Because they know his political affiliations and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So understand that not all posts are the same.
Yep.
There's a certain context that has to be put to it based on your network. And if you want engagement, you have to understand the pulse of your network.
Yes.
If you want engagement, you have to understand what makes people excited in your network, what makes people cry in your network, right?
Yep.
So there's a perfect example. One of the agents in my office is very, very involved in the Humane Society.
Okay. Yep.
So what she puts in there when she says certain things, it's going to get just a lot more engagement than if I were to put it in mine. And not that this isn't important, but this is just for context, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if I put something in there about recycling because it harms sea animals, I'm not going to get the same response out of my network that she is out of hers because of the people that make up her network. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So you have to understand that what you're putting in there based on the tone and the tenor of your network is going to get certain types of engagement from it just because of who your network actually is. So yep. you need to understand the pulse of that. You need to be connected with that as much as possible. Some posts are funny, Some are fun. There's a difference between the two, right?
Yep.
Some are helpful. Some make you cry. Some are just a rant, right? Some are just, you know, there's funny ones out there. One of the funniest ones that my wife can send this to me all the time, and I'll just get it out of the middle of the day. Have I ever sent you this one of this?
I don't know what it is.
All right. So we're gonna put this in the group.
Okay.
I can't get this without laughing.
Okay.
All right. So we're gonna put this up. We're gonna put this post in the group, and it's a kid that got his picture taken in the 70s. Okay.
Yeah.
And he is in a 3-piece suit and like an Olin Mills.
Okay.
In an Olin Mills picture. That's all I'm gonna say about it. But every time I get this, Ben, I straight up start laughing.
Like, all right, we'll put it in the group as soon as this is over then.
Okay, cool. So you know, what we're talking about today, of course, is truly understanding engagement. You have to know what's current in the market and share it the right way, right?
Yep.
Don't share it unless you add value to the post, okay?
Yep.
And the underlying thing about one and two is you have to understand what being authentic is and that not all posts are the same.
Yep, completely agree with that. All right, guys, before I let Matt give you the action item, if you're listening to this on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, any of those platforms, make sure to hit that follow button, that subscribe button. Same thing on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, that bell right beside it, you get notified every time we drop a new episode. If you want to go and see the authenticity like you've never seen it before, go to prospectboomerang.com. You can watch our podcast there as well. Just click on podcast. Sign up for our free VIP list where we'll send you monthly recruiting tips, tricks, and hacks directly to your inbox. Very similar to the action items like Matt's getting ready to give you right now.
Absolutely. So let's just remember, guys, today, you know, what we talked about is it's not about you. We've discussed that through social media the whole time. It's about them being entertained if you want them engaged. It's about you being interesting but authentic. It's about what's happening in the industry in a unique way. It's not just a data dump from you, okay? And in order for posts to be engaged with, you need to engage in their post.
Yes.
So you have to make sure that you're very connected with what's going on with what your network and engage in their post, okay? So here, that which brings me to the action item, right? Yep. So go into our mastermind group and find someone else that shares some posts on social media and see which posts they're sharing.
Yep.
Go in there and find some of theirs and share and connect with them. What I'd love to happen is I'd love, you know, our clients from Arizona to connect with our clients from New York, to connect with the clients from Miami or Tampa, and connect with the ones from Ohio and California. I want them all to be able to share what's going on in the network with other people and be able to engage in it.
Yeah.
So if I'm an agent and I'm looking at Ben's post, and I see that Ben's post has some engagement from brokers that own companies in a bunch of different places, how is that going to make me think about Ben?
Right.
It's going to make me appreciate Ben's opinion more because Ben actually has some intelligent people that aren't just with the same brand, that aren't just in the same neighborhood that he lives in or the same city he lives in. These are people from all over the place that are engaging. I'd love to see our network supporting other members of our network and being engaged in what goes on in their on their social media post.
Yep, I completely agree. That's a great point and a great action item. So, guys, get engaged with us. Get engaged with our community, and we're going to get engaged with you as well, right? For one reason, and one reason alone. And why is that, Matt?
Because we want to be part of their win.